Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 49 degrees with heavy rain in the forecast. Today is Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. For the Blue Lake Dam, it all comes down to tonight. During its regular meeting at 6 p.m., the Sitka Assembly will decide whether to spend more than $95 million on construction of a hydro expansion project. Sitka is years into a project to generate additional hydropower by raising the dam more than 80 feet. That cost is far above an engineering estimate and way outside the city's plan to finance the project. Last night, the Assembly spent more than 3 hours in a work session with engineers and consultants. They sifted through options. Tonight, they pick one. Whether they go ahead with the project or pull the plug, city officials say residents will feel the impact. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
This all begins on July 31st. City officials are gathered in the municipal clerk's office, preparing to open bids from construction companies, hoping to work on the Blue Lake Dam. Now, the city thought the project would cost about $50 million. When they opened the bids, the lowest number was $84 million. A panel of engineers, consultants, and financial experts pored through the documents and recommended to the Assembly last night that they accept the second lowest bid from Montana-based Barnard Construction. It comes in around $93 million. They're also recommending the city bank an additional $3.7 million as a buffer in case costs go even higher. The Assembly could put the project out for bid again, but the review team told them there's little chance they'd find better prices.
It is what it is. We think it's a good bid relative to the proposals we've seen.
Utility Director Chris Bruton speaking with KCAW after the meeting.
In particular, the bid that we're recommending, there was perfect detail as far as construction sequence, cost, crews, materials, equipment, staging, all those things. It was laid out in very logical order, and it's hard to dispute that based on what they did.
For the Assembly, moving ahead with the project and funding the tens of millions in extra cost could mean a few things. Issuing extra bonds, asking the state for more money, and trying to find enough cash to fill the gaps in the meantime. For residents, it's likely to mean a slightly steeper rate increase. Right now, rates are at around 9 or 10 cents a kilowatt hour, and they were already set to go up to about 13 or 14 cents a kilowatt hour. But if the city greenlights the recommended bid, they'll be closer to 15 or 16 cents. Now, the Assembly could also cancel the project, but the city has already committed about $33 million to it. Pulling out would mean a huge loss of money, and continuing to run diesel generators to meet Sitka's energy needs is costly. Diesel runs about 43 cents a kilowatt hour, and it's only expected to go up. So, Bruton says his office finds itself performing a balancing act.
That's what we're doing right now, and struggling to come up with the right options and the right mix to make sure we can pay for the project and get it done, yet still maintain reasonable rates that won't kill our economy or our local citizens.
The problem, said the review team in its report, lies in the estimate prepared by the engineering consulting firm Hatch. The review team's report says it underestimated hourly labor rates in Sitka and did not account for the expensive logistics or the contractor's plan to have a construction camp to house workers on site. That the estimate was so far off the mark came as a shock to city staff when the bids were opened, and it angered Assemblymember Mike Reif.
I don't want to spend too much time, but obviously we're in this situation primarily because of the incompetent engineer's estimate. Obviously, if we had that up front, we would be planned totally different for this.
He asked project engineer Dean Orbison what leverage the city might have against Hatch.
The leverage that we have is that Hatch's reputation is at stake, and we are the client. And they need to make us happy to sell their next job. And so that's essentially all the leverage we have, and I think it's pretty good leverage.
Bruton, meanwhile, says yes, the incorrect estimate through the project's funding scheme back to square one, but he's not as vocal as Reif in his criticism of Hatch.
Yeah, it puts us in a bad spot, but I have to say that this is a group effort. You know, we had an engineering team looking at this, we've had consultants, we had the board of consultants, we've had FERC oversight. There's been a lot of folks that have looked at this project, and I am not going to lay all the blame for this at one person's feet. This is a group effort.
The review team did not recommend the lowest bid, $84 million, from ASI Constructors in Colorado, because they told the assembly ASI did not demonstrate adequate staff or experience to pull off something as complex as Blue Lake. Nor, they said, did ASI seem to have enough financial capacity or a good grasp of the schedule. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
You can read the review panel's report on our website, kcaw.org. It's posted with this story. Separately, assembly members will consider whether to reduce the control residents have in how Sitka disposes of its assets. Right now, the city is required to get voter approval for the sale of any municipal property over $500,000 or the lease of anything over $750,000. A measure proposed tonight would change that from an approval vote to an advisory vote. But the issue is also at the heart of a lawsuit against the city of Sitka. Jeff Farver and Mike Littman, representing the group Sitkins for Responsible Government, want a public vote for the disposal of property at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. The park is the only part of Sitka where that's not already required. The city has fought their initiative since they first brought it in 2008. The case was recently rejuvenated when the Alaska Supreme Court ruled against the city and sent the case back to Sitka Court for reconsideration. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. Raven Radio will carry it live. Michelle Putz is hoping two's a charm. Putz is one of five candidates vying for three open assembly seats in this October's municipal election, but she's the only candidate other than the incumbents to have run before. In her 7 years in Sitka, it's probably fair to say that Michelle Putz has not maintained a very low profile. She's been active in many different activities and organizations, the Sitka Global Warming Group primarily, and feels she has an aptitude for politics.
I've kind of learned over time that I have a strategic mind, so I'm really good at seeing, you know, if people can give me a sense of this is where we're at, this is where we want to be. I'm really good at seeing that starting point, that end point, and different ways to get there and the problems in between.
Putz has also volunteered at Raven Radio, where her husband, Perry Edwards, is a current board member. They both work for the Forest Service in Sitka, where Putz is a writer-editor. Putz says her reputation for activism sometimes masks her no-nonsense approach to local government. She says she knows how a checkbook works, and she does not want Sitka to overdraw. But that doesn't mean she doesn't want to know what it's going to cost before she writes that check. Road maintenance is a current problem in town. As an assembly member, she would want to know the full spectrum of possibilities.
What would it cost for us just to have all of our roads in gravel, maintaining gravel? What would it cost to have all of our roads nicely maintained like everyone thinks they want? And then what would be in between?
The Blue Lake Hydro expansion is another fiscal dilemma. The lowest bid is 70% over the engineer's estimate for the project. Putz says Sitka can't back away from the problem.
The cost is not going to go down because you decide to stop. So we're going to need it. I think the city's doing great trying to get people to conserve, but I don't see us conserving ourselves into a spot where we have enough electricity.
Putz and her husband made headlines last year when they installed solar panels on their home to help lower their consumption of municipal power. They also converted their Geo Metro to electricity. Putz is unabashedly green, but she says it's only one facet of her approach to government.
Almost all Sitkins want to protect the great things that we have here. We need to have fish to have fishermen. We need to have clean water for those fish. We need to have clean air to breathe. So I think a lot of that ties in just because we know we need it. We know we need the planet to survive. That's okay. How do we work within the constraints that we have to make it a better community?
Putz is the only non-incumbent in this year's election to have run before. She didn't make it in 2010, and the assembly has declined to appoint her twice to open seats for which she has applied. Putz is undeterred.
It is crazy running. I didn't realize how hard it was to run for a spot like this until last time. But it was also amazing because, you know, 700 and some people, I think, voted for me. And I could tell you, I don't know 700 and some people in Sitka well enough to say vote for me, you know. So the support that I felt from the community, even though I didn't win, was still pretty darn amazing.
Actually, Putz took 1,042 votes in that election, an amount that might have won her a seat in some years. She's hoping to get there this year, but only $5 at a time, please.
I wanted people not to feel like they had any say over what I was going to do. So this way, you know, there's not that $100 donor out there or a group of $100 donors. They each give $5, and I work my butt off for everybody.
Michelle Putz is one of five candidates for three open seats on the Sitka Assembly. The municipal election is Tuesday, October 2nd. For profiles of the three candidates running for mayor and the other assembly candidates profiled so far, visit our website, kcaw.org. Two cruise ships sailing Alaska waters have battled recent norovirus outbreaks. The highly contagious illness causes vomiting, diarrhea, and fevers and can lead to dehydration. The latest outbreak is on the Dawn Princess, which is wrapping up a three-week cruise, including stops in southeast and south central Alaska. It stopped in Sitka last Thursday, September 6th. The Federal Centers for Disease Control reports 6.5% of its nearly 1,800 passengers suffered from norovirus at the same time during part of the cruise. CDC staff boarded the Dawn Princess in Juneau on Friday to evaluate the outbreak. Staff also looked at crew members' efforts to disinfect the ship to prevent further cases. The ship is due into San Francisco on Thursday. The earlier outbreak was on board Royal Caribbean Cruise Line's Rhapsody of the Seas. Norovirus struck more than 7% of passengers during a late August Inside Passage cruise. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and PA calls for rain, likely highs around 55, southwest winds 10 miles per hour, shifting to the southeast late in the afternoon. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.